This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Richmond, Virginia, police appear to have made an arrest that may be connected with the sniper who's killed at least 9 people and wounded 2. The police action occurs a day after the disclosure that someone left a message at the scene of the most recent shooting. A man was wounded Saturday night outside a restaurant in Ashland, Virginia, near Richmond. The shooting may be the work of the sniper, but that has not been confirmed. NPR's Larry Abramson joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What is going on in Richmond?
Well, right now everything is a little bit preliminary, but what we know is that there was a huge police presence at a gas station in Richmond. This is about 15 miles south of where the last possibly linked shooting was. Police surrounded this gas station. There were helicopters, agents from the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency, the federal agency, so clearly some major presence there, something that was beyond the ordinary crime. They took away a white Plymouth Voyager van. This does not exactly match the description of the van that they've been looking for, which is a larger Econoline van without windows. In any case, they took away this van, and they also took away the individual who was driving the van. The van was parked next to a phone booth at that gas station, and right now that's all we know. It may be linked to the sniper, but that hasn't been confirmed yet.
Last night, Police Chief Charles Moose of Montgomery County, Maryland, where the earliest killings occurred, talked about a mysterious message left at the scene in Ashland.
That's right. Well, that's another reason why we think this might be linked. Ashland, which is only a few miles north of where this arrest is taking place, that is where there was a shooting Saturday night. A gentleman was shot at a restaurant on his way out of the restaurant. It appeared to be the same M.O. as the sniper. Then the next day, Chief Moose said, you left us a message at this restaurant, apparently addressing either a witness or possibly the sniper. And then he said, you left us a phone number. Call us at that phone number. So the phone number wasn't the message that the person wanted to be called at. It was the message that the person was supposed to call. And that's why there's this supposition that, well, maybe this phone booth had the same number on it. But Chief Moose wouldn't take any questions about this at all. He simply used the media to put this message out there, again, either to the sniper or to a witness or somebody who decided to play a game and leave this message behind. We don't exactly know, and Chief Moose has become more and more sparing in the amount of information that he's given out. So right now, that's all we appear to have to work with.
What's the condition of the latest victim?
He's doing better. The surgeon seems to be pretty optimistic that he's going to pull through, but he says he still has a long road ahead, maybe more surgeries. He had injury to several internal organs. They had to remove portions of his stomach. He was pretty badly hurt, and it was only the quick action of his wife and the local paramedics by getting him to the hospital so quickly that apparently saved his life. They didn't want to remove the bullet right away, Bob, because he was in such bad shape. But they did remove the bullet this morning or overnight, I'm not sure exactly. And that bullet will tell us definitively whether or not this was the work of the sniper or somebody else.
School officials in Richmond acted quickly to close schools today, suspended outdoor activities, the sort of thing that's been going on here in the Washington area.
It is the same thing, except it's a little more dramatic because they actually closed school. Here they've been having school. Down there, they actually closed the schools. In this area, they've just been canceling outdoor activities. This is kind of a dramatic reaction, I think. Apparently, parents were very concerned for their kids' safety and decided they just couldn't guarantee it. We'll see how long they decide to keep this up, and obviously it depends on whether this arrest is any kind of answer.
NPR's Larry Abramson.